Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Welcome. Steve Arterburn here, and thank you, Terry McIntosh, the voice of New Life. And we're glad you're with us here today and joining me in the studio. Well, actually, in the studio in Laguna Beach. I'm at WQME in Indiana. Mylon Yurkovich and Dr. Sherry Keffer.
Hey, hello. Steve, how are you?
Well, I'm great. It's always a great start when I get to Sherry's new name correct.
I always
feel like that's a major accomplishment
in my life
since I do have a case of terminal ADD. By the way, I wanted you guys to know we've got an Everyman's Battle coming up. We have 8 pastors attending Everyman's Battle.
It.
Wow.
Now, what you might say is, wow, I didn't know pastors had that problem. But, hey, here is a here's an example of pastors getting it taken care of. Because I got to tell you, more than half of pastors have a problem because this is kind of the perfect little addiction because it's so secretive. And it's easy to hide, and it's so instant. So, yeah, a lot of pastors have this.
And it's hard for them to find a safe place to share.
Because
And sometimes if they find out about the struggle, they may lose their job. And so having them come to the weekend is amazing. It gives them a safe place to really start bringing their pain and to get into healing.
Right.
I love it.
Yep. And the other thing is, these pastors, we scholarship them. If you're a pastor and you need help, you don't have to pay. We'll find a way to get you in there because you have such an influence over other people.
Well, so, and let me make a formal invitation to our listeners. If you feel led to support a pastor to go to this, would you give us a call at 1-800-NEW-LIFE? If you want to call us and say, hey, I'd love to support a pastor because I know getting that man healed is going to not only help him and his family, but a whole congregation. We'd love to have your financial support.
We sure would. Thanks for saying that. So, call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Get in there. Go to Everyman's Battle. It will change your life. By the way, today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And I'm one of those people that remember that day he was assassinated. And what a tragedy. But, I mean, you know, there are people that make a difference, and there are people that are just different. He made a difference. And I just am so glad that he was on this planet. Not a perfect man, but boy, did he ever open some doors for millions and millions of people. We have some wonderful things coming up, and the one that is closest is Lose It for Life. It's this Friday in Orange County, the 24th, 25th, and the 26th. And we're going to see some people there. We always do. We're going to see some people's lives changed. Linda says, before coming to Lose It for Life, I was suffering with symptoms of poor health due to obesity. Felt like I could never, ever lose all the weight I really needed in order to improve my health. Lose It for Life has been the most awesome, spirit-filled, connected, life-changing, God-inspired weekend I've ever experienced. The leaders I've met here are now journey partners who I love and will pray for, as well as stay connected to. And I left with a real heartfelt deep connection that God loved me, and he loved me too much to leave me where I am. He has a plan and is helping me make my way to a victorious life. We've had people keep 200 and 100 and 65 pounds off. If you are tired of losing and gaining, this could be it, because we deal with what's fueling all of that eating. That's our goal, is to always help you deal with the source, not just the symptom. We'll take a break and we'll come back and go right to phone calls here on New Life Live.
I've had a weight problem my entire life. I learned to use food as something to comfort myself. Subconsciously, I was hoping for a magic wand. I had tried various things. I tried 12-step programs. None of those approaches were quite like what I heard at Lose It for Life.
At the Lose It for Life workshop, Steve Arterburn will teach you that it's not what you're eating that's putting on the weight, but what's eating you. And you'll have group sessions with a New Life group counselor to help you uncover and begin healing your past hurts.
My whole mentality completely shifted. I wasn't so concerned anymore about what I weighed. I was more concerned with making healthy choices.
The next Lose It for Life workshop is Friday, January 24th through the 26th in Orange County, California. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. You don't have to be defined by what you weigh any longer. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Milan Yurkovich, Dr. Sherry Denham. By the way, did you know that 38 million U.S. adults drink too much? And one in six have talked about it with a health professional. That's only one out of six of this 38 million. And one of the things that the focus is on today in the news is binge drinking. If you drink five glasses of wine at a sitting, that's binge drinking. And you just may have an alcohol dependency problem. You may be addicted and you need to get some help for that, and we can help you. I think probably the prescription drug addiction rate is far beyond alcoholism in this day and age. And if you need some help there, we want to help you. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. We'll give you that help. Now, let's go to our Lori from Yuba City, California. Hi, Lori. Welcome to New Life Live, listening on KFIA, I believe she does. Hi there.
Hi. Good. I would say good morning. I guess it is morning still.
yes.
For me.
For you. Okay.
I'm calling for help because I would like to have some help, like, for the next 20 years.
Okay.
I need a sight map.
Sight map for the next 20 years. All right.
Some things I can do consistently. I am a 60-year-old, just recently 60. I have classic ADD. I've been married 34 years to a rather rigid, kind of a Lone Ranger kind of guy, but we have managed to survive all the odds against us.
Okay.
I lost my mother between kindergarten and first grade. Hmm. My father waited 7 years to remarry, and then she died 3 years later when I was 18.
Oh, my goodness.
Hmm.
I know. I've never really done anything about that. Ooh. I am in counseling. I decided 8 weeks ago to go to counseling just for me. And I struggle with clutter and disorganization, et cetera. Otherwise, I appear and function like a normal, responsible adult. I'm late for appointments. I had to reschedule one yesterday. It was very embarrassing to me. Because I'm starting to tell people, you know, look, you guys compensate for other handicaps, and this is mine. And it's embarrassing to have to tell people. So I like I said, I'm starting with counseling. I'm going to go get some alternative supplement help. And I have a good psychiatrist waiting in the wings to help me manage primarily my ADD and the grief issues, which I do not. I don't know how they affect me.
Okay, so how could we help you?
I just want you to know about these conditions. I can get help for the ADD. I'm doing that. But I'm going to be 80 in 20 years, and I
yes.
only have the next 20 years to improve my relationships with my children or my husband or anybody else. Like I said, I have a life. It's not horrendous, but I keep having the same problems over and over again, and I go, what do I do? How do I stay on? I need this pathway. that I want, that it, with what's along the pathway that can help me.
Okay. So what if you're on it? What
well,
if
I am.
What well, if I'm I, sitting here going, she's made some really bold moves in the last few weeks. One, you're going in to deal with your trauma of loss and abandonment from two mother figures. Huge. I mean, those kind of losses can really create and disrupt your internal world. So on top of your ADD and your brain kind of spitting and sputtering in that way, you've also got this pain that has been kind of swirling on the inside. And I'm so proud of you that you just said, I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive. I had to quit cleaning houses. Of course, that fit my, you know, it fit my primary home values, and it fit my energy levels. And I had 30 years I cleaned houses for other people, and I had to quit because of an old injury in my hip. So now I have to go out and get a job, and I have a lot of anxiety about that.
Well, that was my next question, because one of the things that clutter, disorganization, being late, you can say, well, I have ADD, and one of my recommendations would be that you go to the psychiatrist and you get an accurate diagnosis about what you're really dealing about. Because ADD is one thing, and anxiety can also look like ADD. Mm-hmm. Because when we're overwhelmed,
right,
and we're feeling anxious and we have a lot of agitation on the inside, we're inefficient. And that can be another reason, to use your word that I really like today, Sherry, our brain sputters. That's another reason why. And I think a good diagnosis, accurate diagnosis by the psychiatrist is important. Is this ADD or is this an anxiety disorder?
And depression can also be a name for some of the symptoms that are caused by ADD. Now, I just want people to get help. And if you would be less embarrassed to get help by calling your problem depression or ADD or whatever, just whatever label you want to put on it, go get the help. And that to me is the main thing that everybody needs to focus on. But if you've got a good psychiatrist, he's going to really help you determine what that really is.
So you are recommending that I bypass natural supplements and et cetera, or maybe do those in addition, but go get a real... Because, I mean, honestly, the reason I've been choosing these other paths is because I pay cash out of pocket, and mm-hmm. I do have insurance through my husband's job, and so I do get some... But my spouse, you know, I mean, it's a jockeying thing. You know, my husband doesn't want to pay for it. You know, it's...
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, let me just give you this.
Maybe after I go to work.
I'm going to be 80 in 20 years, too. And I have attention deficit disorder. And if there were natural supplements that could help me, I would be taking those natural supplements. But I have been on this journey for about 20 plus years, and I have not found a natural supplement. Now, by saying this, I'll get lots of emails of people telling me, well, you don't know about this. And that's great. Tell me. Maybe I don't know about it. But I just think when you're under the care of a psychiatrist who really knows medication and knows, you know, there was a really popular ADD medication that came out, and everybody was excited about it. And so I went to him about 6 months later and said, what about this? He says, I have prescribed that to several people, and I have found no change as a result of them using that medication. So he didn't just give it. He wanted to know if it was effective. And and in his mind, it absolutely was not. So I'm excited that you're going to a psychiatrist. I think you have to do other things in addition to that, but I think it's a great start.
Well, I do exercise. I have 3 dogs. Since I can't actually run, I ride a bike. I've trained every single one of them to go with me.
That's good.
And been helping me. I know that helps, but
yeah.
Okay,
so,
I get it.
So, Lori, 3 things. Get a correct diagnosis.
Okay.
So that you know what it is you're dealing with. That's really important. Number 2, stay in your counseling so you can process the feelings and the emotions and the losses. And then number three, get into community where you feel like you have worth and value and contribution. We all do better when we are wrapped up in a cause that's bigger than we are. We need a family. We need community. We need to feel as though we're productive, that we have a purpose.
Don't forget number five, Mount.
Well, that, what's four? Because
yeah,
I just gave three.
Well, number four is always wear a helmet when you're riding your bike and with the dogs.
Yeah.
Because all the medication in the world may not be able to overcome the brain damage you get on the bike. So, anyway, we're glad
that's
you called.
Actually true.
You're on a great
cause a lot of accidents.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, let me send you something that is a really great life map, and it's the Spiritual Renewal Bible. And it takes you through seven different keys to you taking your life back. For instance, the first one, surrendering your life to God. Why not? And then the second one, starting to open up with people about your life. In other words, starting to connect and live in community. And then starting to accept responsibility for the things you're opening up about. I mean, it just takes you all the way through to the final one, which is preserving the spiritual gains that you've made. You can get that. I'll send it to you, and I think it's a great path that everybody could benefit from going on. That's the Spiritual Renewal Bible.
Those are excellent points, by the way, Steve.
Thank you.
And you know, for Lori to have cleaned houses for 30 years, if you stop and think about it, cleaning houses is a very isolating activity.
Yeah, it is.
So we're saying get into community much more aggressively, and that's the most important path any of us could take at any age.
That's right. So, man, I'll tell you, if it wasn't for relationships, I would not have any problems. I'm just, you know, I'm fabulous alone, and a lot of other people find themselves that way, too. All right, let's go to Roger, Houston, Texas. KKHT is the station. Hello, Roger.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. How are you? How can we help you?
I'm doing okay. I've listened to you guys for 25 years, of course, in different locations, and love the program, love the books, love all the topics. It's been a huge help. But my question has to do with sexual addiction recovery. And I'll, instead of you having to herd me like a cat back towards, so what's your question? I'll give that to you right on the front.
Okay, you are a regular listener, huh?
Because I've heard you do that for years. So the question is, in a general sense, I know Every Man's Battle is a good program, but would it help me specifically? And what I'm looking for, the answer is more of a little bit of a clinical assessment based on what I'm going to tell you here
okay.
in just a second. So the question is Every Man's Battle going to be a big push forward for me? So the background is, I'll just try to give you the nutshell. I posted this on your website under the frequently asked questions, but I grew up, you know, as a kid in the Midwest, and my parents were divorced when I was six. I was emotionally and physically and sexually abused a few times, 8-9 year old range. My parents had divorced when I was six. I never saw my dad till I was 17, and he'd had a stroke, and a year later he committed suicide.
Wow.
I had a younger brother that was in the 90s who had been in the gay lifestyle, and he was found shot dead in the head in his apartment, and
if
it was a suicide or a murder, but I had some good times in my life. Been through a lot of counseling. I'd been married for 15 years and divorced. I have a beautiful daughter. I get along great with my ex-wife. We worked real hard at that. I've been in some sort of S recovery program since 1992, and fast forward, like I said, been through a lot of counseling, tried to deal with a lot of the issues, you know, trauma, grief, abandonment, done some EMDR work, I've been going to a CSAT certified counselor in my area for the last 7 years, off and on, more on than off. Been through a couple of counseling groups, you know, 6 month cycle with five participants and this counselor. I'm involved in the programs. I try to get a recovery meeting every day. There's some Christian recovery programs. There's also the typical SAA program that's out there. I'm also in AA. I've got a good sponsor. I don't really have a hard luck alcohol story. It's just always been an integral part of my sexual addiction. It's always there. It always showed up.
Okay.
Drinking always showed up. So with all that background, I do a lot of stuff. I mean, my counselor even says, I've been through a lot, I've worked through a lot, I've healed a lot, but I go 6 months, 8 months in the last couple, 3 years, and I get a little stuck, or I hit a spot where I get real sick. It takes me 3 weeks to get over it, and then I act out. So I'm trying to find out, you know, I'm getting down to the nuts and bolts of what, you know, I'm almost there, but not quite there. And I
want
to know
you right after this.
Two years ago, we took 120 people to the Holy Land.
It was an incredible adventure for us. For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me.
Once you go and see and do and touch and feel, there's just a connection that you just can't explain.
We're going to Israel again in 2014. We're going to go June the 2nd through the 12th. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall and the Temple Steps, visiting the Wailing Wall, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, Bethlehem, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more. Then from the 13th to the 15th, if you stay with us, we're going to go to Petra, to Mount Nebo, and to Amman.
It is probably one of the best crash courses in Bible you would ever have in your whole life.
Call Gill Travel at 1-800-223-3855. You can also get that off of our website. Ask for Donna.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here with good friends and colleagues, Milan Yurkovich, Dr. Sherry Keffer. Okay, so Roger, you've listed so many things that you're involved with and doing, but you've hit a spot where you don't know how to move forward, as I understand.
Yeah, generally speaking.
And are you relapsing back into to pornography, the sexual addiction, things like that?
Yeah, it's just like a one-hit deal. 6-8 months, I have a relapse. I act out maybe once or twice in a week's period, and then I kind of snap out of it, and it's like get back on my horse, get back on my program, and I start rigorously working it again. I just have had these hiccups over the last couple of 3 years at two particular times, basically the 1st of June and then also during the holidays.
Go ahead, Steve.
No,
please. Well, I just wanted to ask Roger, so what keeps you from calling the group of men that you're tightly connected with before you act out?
That's a good question. I was trying to think in the day or two leading up to that what leads up, and I guess what I said was, what's happened is I get real sick and I'm stuck at home, or I go to work and I have no energy left and I just go home and go to bed. Somehow I get these colds and they last like at least 3 weeks, and it takes me 3 weeks to get over them. So I keep fighting, or I even make calls, you know, when I can from home, but somehow I'm not, my awareness kind of just fades away when I'm getting down. And I, you know, I know how this program works and how I work as an addict. Somehow I get tied up in some simple rationalization. Somehow I feed myself a line of baloney and get into pain or self-pity.
I get it. But that's the precursor. That's when you need to start calling your buddies, because that's your vulnerability. If you wait any further, you're going to act out. It's really starting to call sooner. When you know you're going to be more isolated and you know you're going to be more down, I would be calling your guys daily or multiple times a day. Would you reach out to me? Would you call me? I know this is when I tend to get most vulnerable, and I really need your support. It takes, you know, that's a pretty humbling thing to ask for, but it's really slicing it that thin.
Right.
The other thing I wanted to ask about is, are you on any kind of brain support? Have you done any? Have you been treated by a psychiatrist?
Actually, no.
Okay, because let me just share a couple thoughts. Knowing that you've got AA in the background and you've had this kind of dual addiction, I want to say, having worked looking at SPECT scans, like 99.9% of those who struggle with addictions also have co-occurring ADD or co-occurring anxiety or co-occurring depression. And if you don't have your brain bolstered in, like the ADD, the prefrontal cortex, is the boss and the brakes. So if your brain doesn't have enough blood flow in that area, you're going to struggle with brakes. You're going to struggle to put the brake on, and you're going to struggle with making good choices. You're going to have impulse control issues. Being assessed for that makes it easier for those that are on medication. They have more to fight with. Their brain is bolstered up. It's stronger, and they can battle better.
Wow, I mean, I've heard about that, but I never thought that applied to me.
Totally applies. Totally applies. And you've done so much, but I thought, hey, I hadn't heard anything about his brain here. And so that may be, you know, one of the things that you can explore that you haven't explored yet that can really help you gain some ground and control.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
And along with that, I would highly recommend that you get a really thorough physical exam, because if your immune system is down and you are, you know, at a place where you're in a constant state of depletion of something, and you're getting sick a lot, you know, that's a real drag. And if your colds last 3 weeks, that's a real drag. And I would do everything I can to make sure I'm doing better physically. And then I would absolutely, to answer your original question, I would absolutely go to Every Man's Battle. It's just another group of men, another connection, another base of community, another chance to reconnect with a group of guys that will be supportive.
They talk about the brain there. That's a whole piece that they bring into it, because there's a lot of guys that struggle with it that don't know.
Yeah. Well, that was the main point of my question. I just didn't want to rehash and get more information. I mean, I got a ton of information, and that's good, but I've already found out it takes a lot more than just information.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, we could. We couldn't for a while, deduced.
Hey, here's the advice, Roger, that I give every person that has a problem like yours and is stuck. Go work on the anger.
Okay.
Now, when I say that, you think that there's something under there that you're really not dealing with? that could be dealt with? Some resentment? Bitterness?
Oh, I've seen that trigger relapse before, and I've got, was it Paul's and Les Carter's book, The Anger Workbook?
Yeah. Have you read Healing is a Choice?
Ago.
Have you read Healing is a Choice? I'll send it to you.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Max Licato. My friends at New Life want to help you find healing and restoration based on God's truth. They have a workshop to help men who are stuck in the entanglement of pornography. They have another for both men and women to deal with any issue you might be facing, anger, depression, grief, or whatever you're struggling with, they can help you. Or if you know someone fighting an addiction to drugs or alcohol, they offer a Christian treatment program. And if you know someone struggling with an eating disorder, they can help you there too. Call them today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. The Apostle Paul writes in Romans about the transformation that comes through the renewing of your mind. It's God's Holy Spirit that makes this happen. And he's working through this ministry at New Life. Call today and see how you can experience that for yourself. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
Hey, we are back. Let's go right back to the calls here, and let's go with Beth from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, WORD. Hello, Beth.
Hello.
How you doing?
Yes, I'm fine. I just had a question, like the previous caller, I wanted to just kind of cut to the chase on the question.
All right, just do it.
Okay, back in 1979, I gave a healthy, blonde-haired, blue-eyed boy up for adoption.
Okay.
Now, 34 years later, I have not ever heard anything from him. I contacted the adoption agency. They said send a letter, and if he ever chose to look for me, they would give him this letter. So I did as they had requested, and I've never heard from him. Now, I'm having, I think, in a way, a separation issue because now I'm married and I have children that are in college. And I'm just curious as, you know, what would cause someone who's been adopted not to want to contact the birth mother?
Okay. That one reason would be that they are so well adjusted that they just don't have any need. Another thing is they might be so broken down and hurt and feeling all this stuff that they just don't want to deal with it. I mean, there are a lot of reasons that are there other than you're not a likable person or, you know, it's your fault or something like that.
Well, I saw both of my sisters became teenage mothers, and those children they raised just were in a bad situation. In fact, my one sister had her children taken away and adopted. Now, they did come to find her in the end, and their family who adopted them told them that my sister was a drug addict and all this horrible stuff, and they've never, although they went to meet her, they never bonded with her, and they don't even talk to her anymore. Whereas
that was
not the case with me. I just felt that the welfare system was not a proper place to bring a child up when he could have a good life with a caring family as opposed to an unwed mother on poverty and welfare.
Let's hear what Mylan and Dr. Keffer have to say.
Okay.
You know what, Beth? I guess what I am sensing is under the surface here is just an ache. An ache and a longing to know your son. Is that true?
Right. Yes, because I work in a prison, and I have sometimes inmates I speak to that were adopted as children, and they were adopted into dysfunctional families, and they become dysfunctional adults.
So are you worried about...
Even if my son had become a dysfunctional adult, I would like, you know, just to know... He's okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. So there's not knowing where he's at, not knowing what he's going through, not having him connect with you, and then you working in a system where you see other young men, and you're wondering, could my son be one of these guys? Or is he out there doing something different? It sounds like it's causing you some anxiety.
Right, because, I mean, I would hope he's in a good situation. I adopted him out in St. Louis, Missouri, and I'm in Pennsylvania by Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that he would never cross my desk. But it's just, like you said, it's an anxiety as to whether he's got a good life or a sad life, because I have an aunt who adopted two of her children, and one wanted to find the birth mother and one did not.
Right. Well, one of the things that I hear you having to deal with is some loss and some regret of having made the best decision you knew how to make at that moment. I really hear that you believe that was the best decision. And it sounds like it
was.
And
I never regret it. You know, I do not regret it at all, because I hope he has good life.
I get it. But the grief and loss that you let go of control, right? You let go of him and kind of trusted God to take his life and place it somewhere. And so not having access to that right now, what if it is what Steve said? What if it is that your son is well-adjusted? How many times a day do you think about that? Have you ever thought about that?
Oh, I've daydreamed that he's doing wonderful and that someday he might contact me and find out he has a brother and a sister.
Of course, because even hearing Steve say that is almost unbelievable, to think that maybe a decision that you made a long time ago, maybe there is goodness in how he landed.
Yeah, and I would just assume that he just doesn't have that pressing need, because life is going pretty well for him. Doesn't mean that he doesn't have wonderful thoughts about you and is grateful to you.
You know, Steve... Beth could, if she came to healing as a choice, she could wrestle with this with another group of women.
Yeah,
and she could process, because you see, whether you gave up a child after the child was born, or whether you gave up a child, and as some women do, an abortion, you've lost a child. And one of the things I would say that you're going to really have to do is realize, why doesn't he not call me? He's 34 years old. I think the other question or the other statement you need to make is, he hasn't chosen or doesn't know to call me. I wish he would, but he isn't. And I have this loss, as Sherry was saying, and I need to go to some grief recovery and accept my loss instead of fighting it every day.
And that's what we could help you do at Healing is a Choice.
Mm-hmm.
We really could help you grieve this. Now, another loss for you that you don't have contact. And I would just pray a simple prayer every day. Lord, help me to accept whatever happens, and help me to have an attitude that honors you and what you've done in the life, my life, and the life of my child.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm glad you called us. I want you to hold on. Healing is a Choice could be a really great thing for you, and I'll send you the book. The book has a workbook in it, and I've received so many emails from people saying, changed my life forever. But even more so, people going to the workshop. Let's go to Jody from Bakersfield, California, listens on Sirius XM. Hi.
Hi. I just want to thank you so much for your ministry. I've learned so much over the years.
You are welcome. Thanks for thanking us.
Yeah. I have a sister. She's 60. She's been married to a marijuana addict for 30 years. She's tried to leave him four or five times throughout the years, and I've helped her about four times. And this time, they lost their house. He got fired from his job, and she's living with us for, like, the last 10 months. So I guess my question is what kind of boundaries should we set with her, because she keeps in contact with her husband, which supposedly she's separating from him, and then she goes away every couple of months, sees him for a week, comes back, and we just really don't know what to do.
Okay. Well, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Mylon Yurkovich, what do you guys think?
I think she has a co-addiction or a codependency. She has a problem with enabling. And
right.
I think if you... She's living with you right now?
10 months.
Yes.
So this is what I would do. I would have you do two things. I would have you go with her to an Al-Anon meeting, so that she can begin to get connected with men and women that are living with a partner that is using.
He's already in Al-Anon and has a sponsor.
She does. Okay. Now, the other thing that I would have you do then, since she's already doing that, I would have you go with her to a really good codependency recovery support group.
Mm-hmm.
Because what she's not getting yet is boundaries.
Right.
She keeps running back to the problem and really not requiring anything of her husband.
That's right.
And so...
And we've tried that. We've given her the boundaries book, the boundaries workbook, the Celebrate Recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like she just...
Books aren't sticking, because you know what? I think when she sits in a room of people and hears their story, it might help her. Books are not working for her right now.
But Jody, you're becoming codependent and doing the same thing she is, because you're enabling her and you're doing the exact same thing.
That's correct.
Wow.
You know,
yeah.
That's the definition of insanity, right?
Right. So I'm going to suggest, you know? Just before the break, I'm going to suggest two things. You and your husband need to decide, will we create a boundary? Number two, you have to decide, if we create a boundary, will we be able to tolerate her anger, her rejection, her tears, her sadness, her
going
pleading?
Back.
Will we be able to tolerate
yeah.
her crying and pleading with us? Because she'll just yeah. want to stay in the womb of your home forever.
All right. I'm glad you called. We'll be back after this.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you mm-hmm. know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle, right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle.
Yeah. Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are, and they give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems, and where to get help, and how to get help, and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
First time I listened to the program, I was pretty much hooked just because of the honesty and compassion and caring that was given to the callers.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
It's just amazing to me the impact the ministry has had on people's lives.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and transformation. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I can't think of a better place. There's been times that my husband and I have talked about it when money maybe is a little tighter or whatever, and I thought, well, but it seems like I will turn on the radio and I will hear something. I'll think, that's why I do it, because there's just so much out there. And the way it's handled is just awesome.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Mylon Yurkovich and Dr. Sherry Keffer. I just want to read what somebody said about the 7-Minute Marriage Solution. Said that once we agreed to do something, we took the advice of the author and told ourselves, it's only 7 minutes a day. What do we have to lose? Well, now we have found ourselves crying in each other's arms. We've learned more about each other, our past, and how they affect us today than we could have ever imagined. We both agree that we have made so many mistakes, but we're determined to have a successful marriage. It will take a lot of work, but we're convinced it's what God wants for us. It's an easy read with videos by the author to view before each discussion and application. I got to tell you, I just hear it over and over again. It is causing some major, major change in people's lives, and I hope if you haven't looked at it, you'll give it a look, the 7-Minute Marriage Solution.
Well, Steve, you're asking people in that book to do what God calls us to do.
What, connect?
which creates a successful marriage and also a sexful marriage,
yeah.
Which you kind of said there as well, because the more connected we are, the better we are more capable of loving each other physically, emotionally, spiritually, sexually.
Right.
And it's a fabulous book to get us into a habit and a routine of doing the things God calls us to do.
Well,
and so I'm excited. That's a great testimony.
And it just does what you're trying to do and how we love. And it just, you know, that's they're companions to each other, really, and getting people together. So I hope and pray that somebody listening will go and find 7-Minute Marriage Solution.
What's interesting about this show is you have all these diverse people as radio hosts and co-hosts, but it's interesting that we all overlap in very similar ways as to what we say, mm-hmm. how we think, and what we advise people to do, because they're simply healthy choices, and all of them are some way biblically driven, which is what 7-Minute Marriage Solution is all about.
That's right. All right, let's find out what Flippin' Town the next caller's from. Let's see. This is Cheyenne from Flippin', Arkansas. Hi, Cheyenne. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
KCMH. Yes. First of all, what?
First of all, I want to thank you all for everything that you do for, you know, families and marriages. I've listened to you for probably 8 or 9 years now, and I've learned a lot just by listening to your radio station, so I just want to thank you for that and, you know, wish all the blessings on you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
How could we help you? We don't have a lot of time, but I did want to get to your call.
Yes, I appreciate it. my husband and I are having problems truly connecting, I think, and most of my issue is that he seems so immersed in video games, and I feel that it has been taking a lot of, you know, personal time away from me.
I bet it has. Well,
and I've tried to address it, and we've listened to, you know, Tony Evans on, you know, how to do marriages, you know, the wife's job and the husband's job mm-hmm. in a marriage. And he would be agreeable on some things. He is a Christian. But it just, everything seems to fall away. And when I address the issue, there seems to be a lot of stress and argument and disconnect and pain, you know.
frustration on both sides.
Sure. Okay, so the question for us is what?
What do I do? What else can I do? I don't know if I'm addressing the issue correctly. I try gentle. I try, you know, upset. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
And I know that we need some counseling, and even getting him to agree that we need some counseling is very difficult.
Okay. Let's see what Dr. Sherry Keffer and Mylon think.
Well, I'm just going to address it really quickly. A lot of times women in your situation, Cheyenne, will feel like the video is, feel like the computer is the other woman. Mm-hmm. I think the problem is really connection. And you guys need to get in front of somebody, a good marriage therapist that can help you begin to look at why the video games are such a distraction from that. They take away from that, right? But they're more alluring. They're stimulating. His brain gets all excited when he's playing, right? So they can actually become kind of a drug to your brain. And so, but the relationship seems to fall flat. And so getting in front of a good marital therapist that can help you attach and bond is critical. And I want you to stay on the line. I'm going to have Mylon go here for a moment. But stay on the line, and we'll hook you into a good marital therapist in your area.
Okay, hold on. Mylon, your thoughts?
Well, I'll be very brief. Cheyenne, there's a reason why all human beings turn to addictions. They, as Sherry said, they stimulate the brain or they anesthetize the brain. They cause the brain to be depressed or just, you know, not feeling and numbing out, or they stimulate. And the place where you want to have the discussion is, where do you go emotionally? And your husband may not know this, but a therapist could help you find it. What is the emotional need that's being met by the video game? And it could be, this is the only place I find peace. This could be the place where I escape from my day. My job is so horrible that this is the only place I can make my pain go away. At least I'm not drinking. At least I'm not doing porn, blah, 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 blah. And so to have that conversation with a therapist, what hurts? What is this medicating?
Yeah. You know, I hope that something we've said is helpful. Let me send you How We Love. It is a wonderful book on connection. I mean, it really helps you understand why am I having such a hard time connecting, and how do I connect? It really is helpful. I'm going to send that to you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com, if you need some help. You know, just thinking about that, you know, it's the chemical that people turn to, or it's the food that people turn to. And then sometimes they become addicted to it. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't necessarily, just thinking about what you said there, they don't necessarily turn to addiction, but their whatever they turn to turns into an addiction. And boy, now their problem is compounded, because what they were choosing to comfort them now is causing maybe even more problems than the original problem.
I agree, and that's a great point to make. We can drift into something that becomes such a habit or an addiction.
Because they just feel good when they're doing it. It's very simple.
It's a learned escape. Mm-hmm. It's something that's learned by it.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I had my knee surgery, if I wasn't so doggone happy, I'd still be on that that painkiller and that little narcotic pump that caused that blister on my thumb. But you know, sometimes just innocently you get trapped, and if you do, you got to do something about it, and that's what we're here for. We really, really want to help you. So call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if we can help, whether you're seeking something and you're not addicted yet, or it's already become an addiction. Please let us help you. My thanks to you, Mylon, and to you, Sherry. You guys are so great and so insightful, and a great team. And I always, it's a privilege for me to get to do this with you. And if you need help, you can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or you can find the resources that our panel of judges, American Idol, our panel of experts and caring and loving people, can help you with. You can go to newlife.com. Hey, thanks for being with us. Help us if you possibly can by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.
Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.